Searches for the Soul, 1907. In his 1950 paper, Computing Machinery and Intelligence, computer scientist Alan Turing, 1912 through 1954, wrote that when we attempt to construct AI machines, we are not irreverently usurping God's power of creating souls any more than we are in the procreation of children. Rather, we are, in either case, instruments of His will, providing mansions for the souls that He creates. Some futurists believe that, as we learn more about the structure of the brain, conscious AIs might be created by simulating a mind or by uploading aspects of our minds to a computer. These speculations assume a materialist view in which the mind arises from brain activity. On the other hand, in the mid-17th century, French philosopher René Descartes, 1596 through 1650, supposed that the mind, or soul, exists separately from the brain. In his view, this soul is connected to the brain via an organ like the pineal body, which acts as a portal between brain and mind. The various views concerning the separation of soul and matter represent a philosophy of mind-body dualism. In 1907, American physician Duncan McDougall, 1866 through 1920, placed dying tuberculosis patients on a scale in an attempt to demonstrate this concept. He reasoned that at the moment of death, the scale should indicate a drop in weight as the soul disembarked. As a result of his experiments, McDougall measured the soul to be 21 grams, 0.7 ounces. Alas, McDougall and other researchers were never able to duplicate this finding. A more materialist view of the mind and body may be supported by experiments that suggest our thoughts, memory, and personality can be altered by damage to regions of the brain, and brain imaging studies can map both feelings and thoughts. As just one curious example, injury to the brain's right frontal lobe can lead to sudden, passionate interest in fine restaurants and gourmet foods, a condition called gourmand syndrome. Of course, the dualist Descartes might have argued that damage to the brain alters behavior because it is through the brain that the mind operates. If we excise the car's steering wheel, for example, the car behaves differently, but this does not mean that there is no separate driver. See also The Consciousness Mill, 1714, Transhumanism, 1957, Living in a Simulation, 1967, Spielberg's AI Artificial Intelligence, 2001.